cart program should go all over the villages of all of India and give the holy name and the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's more examples, but the clock keeps moving. Some devotees brought some buses from Germany, Mercedes buses, along with the latest of technology at that time was a Fairchild projector and some of these videos that Yadobar had made. They made them compatible to a Fairchild projector, and in villages seeing projection at that time was like, wow, you got a crowd. Just get some technology going. Of course, kirtan and drama and speaking, but you know, one of the highlights was this Fairchild projector, and they sold so many books, and Prabhupada was so pleased and said, I've had this vision for decades that we should have such transportation crisscrossing throughout the whole of the subcontinent of India and hold Pandal programs. We just kind of were catching up to what his vision was, just filling it in. In fact, Prabhupada said that specifically to his leading devotees while he was still present, that I have given you the skeleton, now you make the body. Fill it in. So the skeleton structure, it's these seven statements of purpose, and with the remaining 35 minutes that I have, I'll try to discuss briefly these seven purposes. Some of our ISKCON members, particularly those who are involved in training and education, they will tell you, just see, every one of the seven is training and education, training and education, and training and education. And others say, just see, there must be systems and structures for furthering the cause of Krishna consciousness. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But so there's different elements, just like in human anatomy, there's different functions in the nervous system and the muscular system and so on. There are different ways of looking at these seven purposes. But it's ISKCON. It's the body of ISKCON, or the structure of ISKCON, that gives the life and the spirit. And it's important for the members of ISKCON, the leaders of ISKCON certainly, but the members of ISKCON to be aware of the purposes, what ISKCON is, and how what we're meant. It's the vision of our founder Acharya for what he wanted us to be and to do in pursuance of these different principles. So on the right-hand side of the image here is a photocopy of the original document, the incorporation document of July 1966. That's why we're observing the 50th anniversary of July 66. Add 50 and it's July 2016. Of course, Prabhupada's arrival was September 19th, 65. So we're observing that next weekend, and we'll see some of you there. I'll be there. But a short while after this, so this is the corporation document, at least the photocopy of it. It's easier for me to look at that one than that one, so I'm going to point over to that one. But you can look at either one you like. Let's go to the next slide. We'll go item by item to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life, in order to check the imbalance of values in life and achieve real unity and something else, because that little boy isn't blocking the picture. To do something. Real unity and probably peace in society, in the world, or something like that. Something like that. So, propagate. We often, or Prabhupada would often use the word mission, you know, kind of like a negative connotation term is proselytize. Like, you know, you're not supposed to do that, some people think. But Prabhupada was wanting to do that. To at least, not forcibly, but create opportunities for persons to receive this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's so many images that a devotee prepared this for me, and it was like a collage, and it was too busy. So I just removed some of them. The ISKCON Congregation Development Ministry is one example of an attempt globally to bring members of at large, people at large, into the, at least give them the opportunity to hear the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and receive informal at least, or semi-formal education in these values and techniques. And there's so many, 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 so many versions of efforts that members of ISKCON, the leaders of ISKCON, and over decades have achieved. It doesn't necessarily require a temple. It requires people coming together and people going out to meet other people so they can propagate spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge has an effect of reducing ignorance, and at least when there's an opportunity for knowledge eclipsing ignorance or displacing ignorance, then people have it's a great facility to eradicate suffering, because the root, so many times Prabhupada would say in his speaking, the root cause of suffering is ignorance. So bring knowledge and reduces suffering, or can eliminate suffering. That was the compassion, again and again in Prabhupada's personal writings, his poems and songs and so forth. It was a driving concern of reducing the unnecessary suffering of the world. Next. Supposed to be in different color. To propagate the consciousness of Krishna as it is presented in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, I know. Anyway, I hope I gave you the right version. May not have given you the right version. Okay, go full screen, go ahead. Go full screen. Okay. Examples. Here's two very prominent ones. Burijan Prabhu was a trailblazer and has been for many, many years by starting the VIAG, and then that was copied over there in Mayapur for the Mayapur MIHE, Institute for Higher Education. And then that was just general subjects, and then it became other subjects, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, and so on and so on and so on, and teacher training and opportunities for higher education, of course, the Bhaktivedanta College, and there's so many such efforts all over the world. All over the world. One of the inspiring personalities in this field for me is Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj in Russia, Moscow. Some Russian devotees here are smiling. They know him. Such an amazing devotee. And he couldn't wait for the rest of the world to get some things together. So he just started doing it himself. And he's a very mild person, but he happens to have a PhD and a brilliant mind and a visionary. And just so for the Russian speaking devotees, he began some different versions of this. Something for brahmachari training, some for leadership training, some for education, and on and on and on. And there's so many wonderful devotees that have done these kinds of things. But it's in pursuance of the obvious, the propagate an awareness of Krishna as it is presented or revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and of course, literatures that further expand those two. So education, very clearly, for those that are the education and training fans. Next. To bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, and thus develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. Well, it's very nice sounding, and we all agree with the philosophy. But this isn't just philosophy, it's bring people closer to that realization or state of consciousness. And so many, many, many efforts. I mean, this is, part of this is to see what Prabhupada asked and to celebrate that we've made a lot of strides forward. Despite obstacles and setbacks and the fact that we're in the midst of Kali Yuga and the river of degradation is moving very swiftly. It's like rainy season, going downstream faster and faster. And nonetheless, so many wonderful efforts have been made. Right in the middle, at those three in the middle, ISKCON 50 is to, in part, to celebrate and to communicate to the world the achievements of ISKCON, the gifts of ISKCON to the world. Let people recognize we're here to serve you, and these are ways in which we can serve you. On the left side is the logo for the GBC strategic planning. So, not just GBC members, but hundreds of devotees. We heard some description earlier today of the ILS, the International Leadership Sangha, leaders from all over the world coming together to make plans together, cooperatively, how to make a better worldwide organization and more effectively give this message and share best practices and different systems and structures and on and on and on. Very extensive, sustained for a period of now 9 years from when the strategic planning effort began, and it's continuing to grow. It's not easy to do something like that. Get a good idea and then stay with it and continue to make it manifest, grow it, propagate it. I invite you all to participate with us. As was being encouraged by Nityananda Prabhu, come and attend and see what's going on from the global leaders and efforts to make ISKCON going into the next 50 years, a stronger, better, more devotees, happier devotees organization. Wonderful, wonderful challenge. There's different images that are being depicted here where efforts to the top one on the right is, if you see the initials SGGS, everyone has to have an acronym these days, so sannyasis, gurus, and GBC. SGGS, Sangha. Because these are persons who, their services are different, but they all share something in common. Well, besides we're servants of Prabhupada, sannyasis have people looking up to them. Gurus have people looking up to them, and GBC people have people wondering if they should look up to them. That was a joke, but it wasn't a joke. So, they're leaders, and those leaders in different ways should come together and see how we collectively can share the vision of leadership. This, exactly on this item of bring the members of the society together. Another nice one is, we're right here in Houston. The very wonderful group of devotees that have made their own 501c3 organization, TSI. Some of them are here, some of them probably still organizing stuff. The Sangha Initiative Group. Come together, the youth of our society, and develop their relationships and help them, help one another come to achieve this purpose. With the understanding that many will be the leaders of the future and help one another now strengthen their relationships and their commitment to Krishna consciousness. And it's another example of this purpose of ISKCON. Very wonderful example. By the way, many of you are not so familiar, maybe some of you are familiar, with there was a period in America's history where the Hare Krishna movement was considered a cult, and there were anti-cult people and anti-cult organizations and deprogrammers and yada yada yada. So one of the things that criterion that they use to distinguish a minority religion from a cult is one becomes a minority religion and graduates from being characterized as a cult when the children of the membership continue on in the organization. And TSI is such an example. They're not all from devotee families, but many are from devotee families, and they share that common experience. And it's a wonderful tribute to ISKCON 50 and this nice purpose of ISKCON. Next, moving on to number 4, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement of congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Congregational chanting. Of course, how the congregational chanting, the form of it began very simply, just go out on the street and chant. Of course, we would have kirtan in the temple for arti, but the forms of expression of that have grown and grown. Just a little sharing. There's a group in Shanghai, group of Chinese devotees that call themselves, they have a name, let me see if I can remember the name, the something band, I forget it's what they call it, the something band, a Sanskrit name. And the devotee that sings very beautifully, it's all Indra melodies. You just like, you know, listen to Indra, 24 kirtan songs, and he hasn't even been to India, Bhakta Bhai. Not even initiated, but just sings so wonderfully. And he's a celebrity in Shanghai amongst the yoga circuit. They, you know, they sign up months in advance to get Bhakta Bhai to come and sing at their place. Just kirtan at yoga societies. And then, of course, there's Prabhupada's books, and from that, they have a whole, now a gradual system of, this isn't the right form. But it's a fantastic system of taking people from that experience into studying Prabhupada's books and practicing Krishna consciousness. But from this propagation, there's, when in North America we were engaged in more actively amongst the leadership in strategic planning, one of the functions, Bhakti Marg Swami took an important role in creating a manual for kirtan. And it, something was borrowed from something that Indradumna Maharaj had done previously in Europe. Anyways, there is such a manual for kirtan. And this, there's another image that's going to show up. One click. This is the Boston Common. This was from a Back to Godhead magazine. I happened to be in the picture. I didn't select the picture. But, you know, Back to Godhead magazine, they wanted to do tell people about the Hare Krishna movement, Sankirtan. So they had us load up into the van, and the cameraman was there in the van watching us going for the ride, and then down to downtown, and orchestrated. We're all dancing very happily in front of three churches on the four corners of the Boston Common. And that's, you know, the beginnings of the Hare Krishna movement. But just yesterday, when I reached Houston, I called the devotee. Some of you may know Prabhupada's disciple, Abhiram Prabhu. He had just gotten in the van, because there's been a kirtan party in New York City, 365 days of the year, for 8 hours a day, and there's 20 guys, 20 brahmacharis, he calls them guys, 20 brahmacharis that live in the ashram, and Abhiram, 3 days of the week, in addition to what they, Union Square, right underneath Mahatma Gandhi statue, and if it rains, they go in the subway, and in the winter, they go in the subway, but if it's not winter or raining, they're there anytime. Anyone that goes to New York, if you happen to have a little spare time, go to 14th Street Union Square, join the Harinam party, because they're there every day. But three nights of the week, they go to different venues, sometimes Times Square, the Theater District, and, you know, the Greenwich Village, and, you know, here and there. Just, and he's, you know, he's a senior citizen. But, you know, it's for everybody. It's for children, young people, old people, everybody. Distributing, just the same. And that effect is, because I travel, and I find people say, yeah, I saw that Harinam party, and we're doing Harinam over here. And you know, it's one of the essential elements. Public, not only, you know, like kirtan gatherings in temples, public sankirtan. Well, temples is nice too, people come. In for the benefit of the public. So it's profusely described in Prabhupada's writings. Next, number 5, to erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes. Wait a minute. How can you establish a transcendental pastime place of Krishna? Krishna does that. He appears in Vrindavan and performs Vraja Leela, and then becomes a place of Krishna's pastimes. Right? So how are we supposed to fulfill that purpose? It's temple construction, and temple construction, the basis of the temple construction is not just deity worship. Of course, that's essential. That makes the place Krishna's place, but also where hearing and chanting are regularly going on. Prabhupada would comment like this. Many of our temples, during his time, many of our temples are former churches. But the churches became barren or abandoned, and so we came and now they're filled. And Prabhupada would say, I've had priests ask me, Swamiji, how do you fill up the temple? So one of the things Prabhupada said is, you should serve Krishna prasadam. But another is, where there's hearing and chanting, where there's life, life attracts life. And it goes the other way. When there isn't hearing and chanting, you can have a building, but there's no life. So the life is the hearing and chanting, not the building. So the place of Krishna's pastimes is where there's the hearing and chanting of Krishna and Krishna's activities and Krishna's message. Then you have a place of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna comes and he enjoys. And so there's images of the TOVP, Govinda's restaurant somewhere. Does anybody know where that one is? Huh? Does it say? The Govinda's restaurant in the middle, up top? Anyway, Govinda's restaurant, that's the Krishna House program in Gainesville. Lots of hearing and chanting goes on there. The Krishna Avanti School project in UK, Bhakti Center. I didn't select these images, somebody else did. This is in New York City, Manhattan. Hidanagari Yoga Farm. So where service to Krishna and hearing and chanting of Krishna, the deity of Krishna, and places of Krishna's pastimes. Next. Two more. I have to go quickly. Let's go back. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. So naturally the image of farm communities is an example. It's not the only example. Actually, one can teach and live a simpler form of life in an urban setting. One certainly can do that. You can do it in your home. You can make things complicated too. But you can live simply and show by example and invite persons to come and participate in the same activities that you do. Bhakti Vriksha groups or Namahattas or whatever the model is in a local locality. And instruct people in the simple way of living. Simple living, high thinking, in one sense means farm communities. From my position as a traveling sannyasi and GBC member, I can say there's a growing interest. Just like looking out there and see Radha Dasi, and you know, there's a nice little community. I don't know how many families are living in Escondido, but you know, a little project of simple living. Yes? How many people stay there? Okay. There's a number of such things. Just one example with two examples, within three examples, within my GBC zone. In St. Louis, there's a very nice Indian man that was, a relationship was made by Lal Gopal. Is Lal Gopal here? No. He brought a whole group from St. Louis. So he made a relationship with this very nice man, Dr. Ashok, who had, in his course of time, he bought some land kind of out there woods, land, simple. And he realized he's really not going to do anything with it, so he asked the temple, would you like to receive this? We said, well, we can receive it. We can't promise, like, build a big thing right away, but we can do something. So he said, that's fine. And there's some brahmacharis, one of them's in the audience here, that he and a few friends got together, and they cleared some land, and they started something, and gradually, over a period of time, do more. Anyway, without the anecdotal. It's of interest. It's something that Prabhupada had said at a certain stage of ISKCON's growth, where there are strong temples, urban centers, they should consider getting some land to set this example of simple living, high thinking. It's our teaching. We're in the cities for the purpose of giving Krishna consciousness to many, many people, and then to show by example these other projects. And they're wonderful. They're very wonderful. An essential part of Prabhupada's mission, number 7. Next. To achieve the aforementioned purposes, those 6, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and something else that's covered by the picture. Similar literature, something like that. And of course, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is the foremost. Before it was the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, it was ISKCON Press. Prabhupada personally envisioned separating the two, ISKCON from the BBT, the publishing division. Long history. But in addition to the BBT, because the BBT is primarily focused on Prabhupada's writings, they have begun other writings, but there's other publishing divisions within ISKCON that are fulfilling this. It's an ISKCON purpose. So because of policies of the BBT, other entities are presenting literatures and glorifications of Srila Prabhupada. It's a challenge to get a number of just how many Bhagavad Gitas has the BBT printed since the BBT started printing Bhagavad Gitas. Does anybody have any idea how many million? The BBT trustee that sometimes ventures forth an answer is from the Northern Europe BBT Brahma Muhurta. And I'm not going to say a number because this gentleman has a camera going and I probably have the wrong number. But, you know, lots of Bhagavad Gitas in languages all over the world. Millions of Bhagavad Gitas in languages all over the world. And those numbers are increasing and increasing. The languages are increasing and increasing. The enthusiasm is increasing and increasing. And not just Bhagavad Gitas. And then, of course, go back and recycle, you know, to teach people how to live by those principles. So, looking at the clock, he wants me to end at 5 minutes before 4 so he can make some announcements. We've achieved a lot. I mean, we're instruments, so it's not... We can celebrate that a lot has been achieved, and the empowered founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada convinced, impelled, gave the confidence and courage to go forward and do Mission Impossible, just like we heard from Prabhupada speaking about arriving in Boston. Impossible. But let me try. Through the instruments, the servants of our founder Acharya, so much has been accomplished. And I've been hearing in this past week, maybe because it was Vyasa Puja just recently, many, many devotees communicating through email and other ways, how much sacrifice Prabhupada underwent and how much the followers of Srila Prabhupada sacrificed to achieve all this. I mean, just even this building that we're sitting in, as it was being appreciated earlier, just such a wonderful temple. How many years of labor and endeavor and planning and this thing and that thing, and somewhat to the frustration of the local devotees, how long it was taking. But, you know, what a wonderful offering to our founder Acharya. When, if you saw pictures of what, or if you had been here, some of you were here, and you saw what this was before, it was, you know, it wasn't impressive. It was a little, you know, little wood frame church that was with a sagging roof and no people to maintain it. A little brick building over on that side that was what, you know, where the office was and where they had their Sunday school for the kids. And that was it. That was, well, Kalakanta gave this really wonderful description of what that whole experience was in Rosalie Street before this came. Anyway, years and years and years of labor to get this. Now, certainly some of you are part of doing that in your own locality because you're from places all over the place. And then it's not just building structures. It's, you know, training devotees, and anyone that's trained devotees knows how much sacrifice it goes into helping someone become a devotee and become a trained devotee and a quality devotee, because that's what, those are the offerings that we want to give to Srila Prabhupada. A garland of nice devotees. So I was thinking before coming over here of making a list of, you know, what are the opportunities and challenges, or challenges and opportunities, whichever you want to look at it, awaiting us. This list is a long list. Lots of sacrifices awaiting us. That every town and every village. I was sharing with someone about, you know, it took a while. It took quite a while for ISKCON to come to the stage on a GBC level of saying there can be more than one Hare Krishna temple in an urban location, because there was this kind of territorial thing, only one urban center, only one Hare Krishna temple, because this is my city, I'm the temple president. Anyway, so to the expansiveness opportunity is not just every town and village, but populations all over the world. All over it here, all over the United States, and there's some with us from Canada, Bhakti Marak Swami. I don't know who else came with him. U.S. and Canada. We work closely together. Educating our children. Big one. Maintaining the proper standards of deity worship. Our deity worship minister for North America has traveled around and audited temples that have installed Radha Krishna deities, and standards aren't what they should be. So there's a lot of work to be done to lift the standards to what Prabhupada wanted. Just 2 weekends ago, in central New Jersey, we installed another set of Radha Krishna deities. Very beautiful Radha Shama Sundar deities. They got their certificate of readiness. But, you know, now it comes maintaining this nice standard deity worship, now that they have a nice center. It's a long list, and it's nearly 4:05. So, expanding book distribution, devotee care, strong spiritual families, training the new people that come. Just like I explained, regularly, I've been visiting Houston for so many years. And in my discussions with Shyamasundara, it was, it's not just when you construct the temple, you're going to have a lot more people coming here, and you have to have a way of training everybody. That's a big task, training people. And then with that, then their different needs and their different interests and their requirements. And I just had a conversation today with the devotee that's overseeing the Boston Festival. They don't have a clue how they're going to prepare all the prasadam for all the people that are coming. 1,300 people have signed up. And they just have a little temple, anyone that's been to the Boston Temple. They don't know what to do, how they're going to accommodate everybody. They rented the biggest boat that goes out into the Boston Harbor and holds 900 people, but they got 1,300 people that have want to register. That can, the boat will sink. Anyway, so with expansion comes, you know, other kinds of complexity. This unity and diversity principle. There's so many things. There's so much. So, da 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 da. This is the sound bite that I'm supposed to share with all of you. So much opportunity. I challenge you. Apply yourselves like those who are your seniors and superiors, so that this Hare Krishna movement will spread in such a way our founder Acharya will be very pleased. Should I say it again? I'll say it differently. It's just like at the ILS 2 years ago, Devamrita Swami was one of the presenters, and he challenged us. He kept saying it over and over again. You in the first world countries, don't just go for the low-hanging fruit. Like, look around the room. Non-resident Indians. But Prabhupada didn't come to America to give Krishna consciousness to the non-resident Indians. Those of you that live here in Houston, you know how Tamal Krishnaraj was so firm on this. Yes? They're nodding their heads. So, there's a challenge. So we, you know, held a seminar on reaching the hearts and the minds of the Western public. So it's nice to have a seminar. Then there's work. And who's going to do it? Somebody else, right? The people in the room are going to do it if it's going to happen. And in the upcoming year, make plans of how you can offer to the public presentations of what ISKCON is in its ISKCON 50 year. And going over the next decade or two or three, especially those of you that are younger and have more vitality, how to make an offering to our founder Acharya that fulfills these purposes in ways that surpass what we presently have. At least maintain what we have and expand it if you can, is exactly what Prabhupada said. I'm challenging you. It's not a negative thing, it's a positive thing. Take it up. And those that hear the challenge and say, well, I'm a small person, but I hear the message and Prabhupada didn't consider himself qualified. I'm not a world acharya either, but to my capacity, let me try. And then gather together with others. And because with teams of people, then something one of us alone cannot do can become possible. Work cooperatively, respectfully towards others that are doing other services and other services, and move this, maintain the organization's standards in ways that Prabhupada gave us, and take it further, take it to the next level. Don't wait for someone to do it for you and then go along for the ride. Take some initiative. The boldness of how Prabhupada inspired and enthused his followers to do these things. That's how it happened. Many people did many things that they had never done before. because Prabhupada wanted. So we did. So now you do. See the Prabhupada key? Right.
Jai His Holiness Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.